and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Dock workers from New England to Texas will be back at work tomorrow. The union representing the striking workers has reached a deal to suspend a strike until January 15th. CBS's Nancy Chen in Newark.
Details of this are still coming together right now, but today marked day three of this strike, which started Tuesday morning after their contract expired at midnight. At least 25,000 dock workers in 14 ports along the Eastern Gulf Coast walked off the job in search of higher wages, they said, and protections against automation.
Three former Memphis officers are found guilty of witness tampering, but two, Tadarius Bean and Justin Smith, are acquitted of civil rights charges in the death of Tyree Nichols. Demetrius Haley is convicted of a lesser civil rights charge. CBS's Elise Preston on that 2023 traffic stop.
After police stopped him, body cam footage shows what happened next. Nichols runs off. But then officers apprehend him. This took place less than 80 yards from his mother's home. He called out for her to help him.
Mom!
Almost a week after Hurricane Helene whipped through several southeast states, they're trying to pick up the pieces, but some still don't have power or water. Asheville, North Carolina Mayor Esther Mannheimer.
We know people need drinking water. They need food. And we still need people around the nation to consider helping us.
At least 206 people in six states have died. Hurricane Kirk, now a Category 4 storm in the Atlantic, could cause life-threatening East Coast surf and rip current conditions this weekend. A crime committed by a 13-year-old could result in life behind bars. WWJ's John Hewitt.
After initially charging the 13-year-old from the Detroit suburb of Taylor as a juvenile, prosecutors say new facts in the case have led them to seek a so-called adult designation against the teen. If convicted, she could be held for any number of years, depending on eventual rehabilitation and/or perceived danger to the community. Police say the teen attacked her 7-year-old sister while babysitting, stabbing her to death after an argument. John Hewitt for CBS News, Detroit.
Country star Garth Brooks responds to a lawsuit filed against him. CBS's Christopher Cruz on the allegations.
The unnamed woman says the alleged incidents included a particularly brutal rape in a hotel room in Los Angeles in 2019. She also claims Brooks repeatedly exposed himself, fondled her breasts, talked about sex, and shared sexual fantasies with her, regularly changed his clothes in front of her, and sent her sexually explicit text messages.
Brooks forcefully denies the allegation and acknowledges he tried to get a court to stop the lawsuit from being filed. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I will be playing songs about kids or children, whichever your preference. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Red Cross in Wisconsin is pleading for volunteers willing to help the Hurricane Helene relief. 30 volunteers with the American Red Cross of Wisconsin have answered the call in recent days. Volunteers will get training. They'll have to commit to 2 weeks of service. Anyone who's interested can sign up at redcross.org/volunteer. Democrat Kamala Harris at the birthplace of the Republican Party Thursday, picking up the endorsement of former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
She possesses some of the qualities of character that I most respect in any individual and any leader. Courage, especially at a moment like this.
Cheney says she's never voted for a Democrat for president, but she says now is a time to put country before party. Cheney has called Donald Trump a threat to democracy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit two home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead two-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Mitchell said he was excited for the opportunity to come up big.
Obviously, there's a lot of pressure there, but like at the same time, it's just enjoying the game and having fun. It's a kid's game, you know? Play it. Like I said, like those are the types of things you look at like when you're in the backyard. It was awesome, exciting. Still trying to come down from it. but just most importantly, excited to have, play another game, another day of baseball, and come back out here tomorrow and do it again.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sprinkles and showers ending, then we'll see gradual clearing overnight as temperatures drop to the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Our winds light out of the northwest. Plentiful sunshine around for Friday. High temperatures warming to the upper 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters, Wisconsin, will join us to talk about the newest referendum you're going to see on the November ballot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Thursday. A lot to talk about today, a lot going on. In just a moment, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal will be with us for the entire hour taking your calls. If you'd like to get in line for that, the telephone number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, we're going to start off with Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, giving us an update on what's going on there and how that is going on. Also, I want to get into my op-ed today over at Hartman Report about, you know, Jack Smith's evidence on Donald Trump seems absolutely shocking to the media. You know, how quickly they forget. I mean, yesterday or the day before yesterday was Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday. And I didn't see a single media report that pointed out that the 1980 election was stolen from him by the Reagan campaign cutting a deal with the Iranians. And the former Republican lieutenant governor of Texas, Ben Barnes, you know, laid the whole plot out to the New York Times. It was a big story for 2 days back 3 years ago. And the president of Iran, Habil Hassan Bonisadr, came to the United States and said, you know, I was the president when this happened, and we cut a deal with Reagan. I mean, it's all right there. Why don't we talk about these former Republican crimes, you know, or like, you know, Nixon cutting a deal with the Vietnamese to blow up LBJ's peace efforts? So that's in the second hour of the program. Also, the 11 most shocking, damning, and weird revelations from the DOJ's new 165-page bombshell motion. And in the third hour of our program, Latasha Brown is going to drop by. She's the co-founder of Black Voters Matter and the Black Voters Matter Fund, about the VP debate and, you know, just some of the stuff that's been, well, actually, a lot of the stuff that Tim Walz is doing, you know, signing the Crown Act, propelled by the killing of George Floyd in 2020, key police reforms, the African-American Family Preservation Act, a lot of cool stuff that Tim Walz has involved himself in over the years. So that's our program today. But to start out, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, she represents the 7th District of the state of Washington. She's the senior whip of the Democratic Caucus, ranking member of the Immigration Subcommittee. Her website is Jayapal, JAYAPAL.house.gov. Rep Jayapal on Twitter, or Pramila Jayapal, that's the campaign Twitter, whatever you call it, handle. Representative Jayapal, so glad to have you back with us. Thank you for joining us. So what's on your mind today? What are the things that are really, that have you interested?
Well, all the things you mentioned, Tom, it's always good to be with you. We've got an election coming up in very, very few number of days, but enough days to have a lot of mischief caused. Obviously, the regional war and the escalation in the Middle East, I'm thinking a lot about. And then, you know, we have the Jack Smith report, as you mentioned, and I am on the Judiciary Committee. I sat through that first impeachment trial of Donald Trump. And continue to watch, you know, J.D. Vance essentially endorse the idea that the election was stolen because he refused to say anything that would anger Donald Trump. And so all of those things are front and center, but so are, you know, a lot of the, we have a machinist strike happening. I was on the picket line yesterday for the machine, with the machinists. And there's, you know, it seems like a never-ending set of things to talk about. So very happy to be with you.
That's great. The Machinist Union is what gave my dad his entree into the middle class. You know, we went from being very poor to being middle class when Dad in 1957 got a job at a tool and die shop and joined that union. It was a big deal.
So it's a big
good
deal.
On you. Which raises another question. I'm curious if you know anything about this. I'm getting mixed messages, and I've not, frankly, had I have a new book out, and I've just been doing book tour stuff, and I have not had the time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have not had the time to sit down and really do a deep dive on this. But I've had several people calling the program yesterday, saying that the guy who is the head of the Longshoremen's Union on the East Coast is a big Trump guy who's been down at Mar-a-Lago in the last couple of weeks, or at least recently, and has apparently said, or people around him have said, that they want to bring the country to its knees in order to help Trump. Do you know anything about that? Is there any truth to that? It sounds kind of sketchy to me.
Yeah, I also have not followed that at all. I'm very close to our longshore ILWU folks here in Seattle, and we do a lot of work with the port, obviously, and with the longshoremen here. I haven't heard that, Tom. I'm gonna have to go look into it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. If it's true, it's concerning. If it's not, then I want to bat it down. Away because it's persistent. It keeps popping up here.
I did see that the vice president came out with a statement supporting the workers.
Yes.
The long-term workers on the East Coast.
We all absolutely want to support the workers.
Yeah.
You know, but we also would like the strike to be resolved. In an appropriate fashion, as long as it's not, you know, being done for any political purpose. And usually strikes are not. I mean, you know, usually unions are kind of, well, I mean, they're political, but they, I'm blithering here. Okay. So let's, you ready to pick up some phone calls, or is there anything else you want?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Alan in Seattle, listening on KBCS, you are on the air with Representative Jayapal. I believe your representative.
That is correct. She is my representative. And I would like to ask, because I get, lots of surveys from the Democratic Party and the House of Representatives, what is the progressive agenda when we retake the House? I would put at the top of the list, reintroducing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act.
Yep, exactly, Alan. And you can go to U.S. Progressives' website. That's the CPC, the Congressional Progressive Caucus website, and you'll see our day one agenda for 2025. And you are absolutely right. We want to prioritize what we call structural changes along with economic policy. So the structural changes include the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, codifying abortion rights, getting money out of politics, the For the People Act. And also, I think we believe we need to eliminate the filibuster to do all those things. I would add immigration reform into that, because you see how these Republicans will never do anything to actually fix a system that is 30 years old and desperately needs resources and modernization. On top of that, we have an economic agenda that we want to pursue, some of which was in the Build Back Better bill that we passed through the House, thanks to the Progressive Caucus. That includes big investments in housing. The vice president has already spoken about that as a priority for her. It includes making childcare universal. It includes the PRO Act. Actually, I think we put the PRO Act into the structural reforms to strengthen union organizing, raising the minimum wage, and a number of other things. So check out that agenda on our website. You'll see that we introduced it, I guess it was about 6 months ago. It's been endorsed by all the major organizations that are out there, including unions, including Indivisible Move On and others.
That's great. Ron in Champaign, Illinois, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hello, Representative Jayapal. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Ron. Good morning.
Hey, I just heard you talking about codifying Roe, and I have a question I haven't heard anybody say. There's been a lot of attacks on our wall of separation between church and state. Do we need a law to codify the wall?
It's an interesting question. We've been talking about that a lot. I'm a member of the Free Thought Caucus, led by Jared Huffman from California. And we have this conversation a lot because we see the sort of disintegration of that separation when you have a Speaker of the House and Mike Johnson, who, you know, literally prays on the House floor, and are there are prayers that start off every session in the morning, and they have increasingly become much more religious and exclusive. We have complained about that several times. And then, of course, if you look at the Project 2025 agenda, it is absolutely a right-wing, you know, sort of very Christian nationalist agenda. And so we haven't looked at legislation yet on this. So let me think about that. In fact, there might be some things I'm not aware of. But you are right to point it out as a really big problem and one of the ways in which the extreme Republican Party is going in terms of shaping their agenda.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. Representative Pramila Jayapal is with us, the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Jayapal. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Representative Pramila Jayapal. Stay with us. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now,
that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I used to have a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have had ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and even the U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com, and for a free 60-day trial, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you sign up. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM to lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. ShipStation.com, code TOM.
I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Representative Pramila Jayapal with us for the hour, taking your calls. The chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Diane in White Plains, New York. You are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Thank you. Good morning to you both. It's an honor to speak with both of you. Representative Jayapal, I have just a very simple request. I think that there is a large block of voters I don't hear anyone talking about except for, say, Reverend William Barber, and that's the poor and the low-wage workers. One of the most consistent criticisms and concerns I hear is that they're not spoken to. It doesn't take much. And I believe that the turnout, the return would be phenomenal. There is, I don't know the numbers, I've heard various amounts, but there's tens of millions of people who are in this category who vote or don't vote because they don't think anybody cares and is speaking to them. And I know that Kamala Harris has her 72-page economic policy, which, of course, nobody's talking about. They ask for policy. She gives it to them. They don't talk about it. But I'm sure that somehow a message can be crafted to them. So if you could somehow pass that to them, I think it's really important. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was looking to see what the number of my resolution on this that we worked on with the Poor People's Campaign. Barbara Lee and I introduced a resolution to eradicate poverty, and we did it with the Poor People's Campaign. It's called the Third Reconstruction, Fully Addressing Poverty and Low Wages from the Bottom Up. So please check that resolution out. Make sure your member of Congress is signed on to it. You're absolutely right. 120 million Americans who are poor or low wage. And that is why we have been pushing so hard on an economic agenda that is broad and really addresses economic, racial, and gender justice. And I think that's what you'll see in our resolution, as well as foreign policy, by the way, in terms of reducing our defense spending on the military, cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse, and instead investing in the things that allow poor people to lift up. I think the campaign has been going to areas that have a lot of poor people and obviously working with organizations that are helping to turn those out. But it's why we keep emphasizing the economic message, things like raising the minimum wage, things like, you know, addressing racial justice issues that are important to many of our communities. And so I think that is absolutely, we agree with you, and we're working to turn those folks out, along with Reverend Barber, who's a dear friend, and we work very closely together. Also to make sure that the stories of poor and low wealth people come out, and the power of folks to vote and to deliver the kinds of results that I think we all are looking for.
Jim in Las Vegas, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal. By the way, we have about a minute and a half to a hard break.
Okay, thank you both for taking my call. Good morning. My question is, what can be done to reform the system for people that are trying to get onto Social Security disability? Right now, the system goes by a person's gross income and not their net income. So some people that are trying to get on Social Security disability, they're trying to make, you know, just get by, are doing things like running eBay stores where they have to, you know, pay for their supplies. They also pay taxes on it. And yet the government goes by everything that they make.
Yeah, Jim, check out Social Security 2100. It's a bill that we introduced in Congress that really reforms the entire Social Security system and includes in that disabilities reforms like what you're talking about. Also makes sure that we're keeping up with inflation. You know, it has a it extends the cap. It doesn't completely scrap the cap on Social Security taxes, but it extends it substantially so the wealthiest start to pay their fair share into Social Security. So check that out. We got something like 216, 217 co-sponsors last session. We were unable to bring it to the floor, but we are going to, we've put it on our priority list for this next session if we're able to get control of the House back.
Would that include lifting the cap on the Social Security tax that billionaires pay?
Exactly. It lifts it, but it doesn't eliminate it. So, you know, I had originally been for eliminating it. We didn't go quite that far to get everybody on board, but it does lift it.
That's a great start. Yeah. Representative Pramila Jayapal is with us, the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and also, of course, brilliantly representing the 7th District of Washington State in the U.S. House of Representatives. We'll be back in about 5 minutes on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour with more of your calls for Representative Pramila Jayapal in our National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You can find our website at jayapal.house.gov, J-A-Y-A-P-A-L, and Rep. Jayapal on Twitter. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation, and Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set. Made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo, they're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They even get softer with every wash and come with a 10-year warranty. And after every shower, Cozy Earth's Luxe bath sheets are pure indulgence. Crafted from a cotton and bamboo viscose blend, these generously sized bath sheets are incredibly soft and absorbent. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, a 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief, the 25,000 striking dock workers have reached a temporary deal. The union agreed to suspend the strike until January 15th. Three former Memphis police officers have been convicted in the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols. His mother, Rovon Wells, was pleased with the verdict.
We're all very, very happy that these guys have been put in jail. This is a long time coming.
Yes.
And justice for Tyre. So we're just so very proud.
President Biden surveyed the damage from Helene in Georgia and kept his promise to provide much-needed aid.
And I approved Governor Kemp's request for a federal government to cover 100% of the cost for debris removal and emergency protective measures for 3 months.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Union machinists are on strike at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
What made Milwaukee famous has made the area outside the Miller campus a strike zone. About 40 workers were picketing. The union rejected Molson Coors' recent offer, citing inadequate wages compared to other trades and inflation. Molson Coors maintains that their offer is competitive. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin's Attorney General will not get to review sealed bankruptcy documents for the Catholic Church in southeast Wisconsin. Reports say a federal judge ruled this week against opening papers sealed nearly a decade ago. Josh Call wanted to look at the documents for his investigation of clergy sex abuse in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the theaters this weekend? Here are some films you might want to see and some you might want to avoid. The sequel to Todd Phillips' The Joker, Joker Folie au Deux, hits the screen this weekend. Joaquin Phoenix is back playing the title character opposite Lady Gaga, who plays Harley Quinn. The film is much anticipated but receiving mixed reviews at about 50% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. Family drama Whitebird will also be out in wide release. The film is being called the follow-up to the best-selling book Wonder and stars Gillian Anderson and Helen Mirren. Whitebird is pulling in 85% so far on Rotten Tomatoes. And this week's dose of horror comes from the new Mel Gibson film Monster Summer. Gibson plays a retired police detective who teams up with kids at a camp to face a monstrous danger and save their island. The film has not yet been reviewed, so be warned. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sprinkles and showers ending, then we'll see gradual clearing overnight as temperatures drop to the upper 30s to near 40 degrees or winds light out of the northwest. Plentiful sunshine around for Friday. High temperatures warming to the upper 60s. Right now, it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours.
It's a great, not really, you have a great reputation with the Chief. Wisconsin Chief is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Old World Wisconsin's Maria Comiskey for some Freaky Friday talk. And it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr joins us with excellent tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Congressional Progressive Caucus is with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Sean in Britton, South Dakota, you are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hello, Representative Jayapal. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Hi, Sean. Great to see you.
Thank you. I'm wondering, this may not be your area of expertise, I'm not sure, but I'm very concerned about the Supreme Court, and I'm wondering if there are plans to overhaul it, to come up with a code of behaviors and what they are and are not allowed to change within the Constitution, such as giving a president immunity, for God's sake. And can those things be codified? What can we do to fix this?
Yeah, absolutely. Very much up my alley. I'm on the Judiciary Committee. Elizabeth Warren and I introduced a Supreme Court ethics and transparency bill, which goes to some of the corruption on the Supreme Court. I'm also a co-sponsor with Hank Johnson of a bill that expands the Supreme Court. I think there are a number of ways to reform the Supreme Court, but I think that these are really critical because if you look at the trust ratings of the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, people don't trust that they are actually looking at things in an unbiased way. It's just become a very politically driven, extreme right-wing majority. And even the Chief Justice, there are troubling reports of how he worked to ensure that he was protecting Donald Trump in many of the decisions. We also know, obviously, about Clarence Thomas and all of the corruption that's been happening. So this is a really important issue. I've been working also with Sheldon Whitehouse on this. I know he's working with the Judicial Conference to try and bring about reforms to the Supreme Court. But it has become, I think, one of the top issues. So thank you for calling it out. I've been doing rallies in front of the Supreme Court, talking about the reforms we need to do. And of course, Elizabeth and I are pushing our bill to at least bring ethics. I think most people don't know that the Supreme Court is the only court that does not have accountable ethics standards, just a voluntary thing that says, you know, well, tell us when you think that there's a problem, is clearly not working. We actually need accountability and outside verification of conflicts of interest. And crackdowns on corruption.
Sandy in Sterling, Colorado, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Thank you for taking my call, and good morning. I'd like to know where the Equal Rights Amendment is, and why isn't it law now, and it didn't have a time limit on it. Can the President of the United States, Biden, take it out and make it an amendment, you know, make it into law before we get the first female president?
No, but the efforts, no, he can't do that, but the efforts to move that forward are absolutely essential and ongoing. And you might know that we were just waiting for one state, that one state came along, but we had to deal with the fact that people, you know, that there were some people who read that as coming after the time limit had expired. So we are still working very hard to pass that and to make it part of our Constitution and to make sure that we have those protections across the board.
Karen in St. Petersburg, Florida, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Yes, good afternoon or good morning. I'm just calling to reaffirm the Voting Rights Act. I'm just really worried and hope that that is one of the top priorities, just because if we don't have the right to vote, nothing else will ever get done. So that really is a top priority for me. I mean, I love everything that you do, but to me, that is, without the vote, we can't get anything done. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. You're absolutely right. That's why it's one of our top structural reforms. And I would just say the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act, which is essentially getting money out of politics and testing, for example, a public financing voucher system similar to what we have here in Seattle. Those two are sort of combined. We want them to move together because they are both really essential for protecting and expanding voting rights. So that is what we're pushing, and we hope that we're successful. But we do need a trifecta to get any of these things done. We need the Senate, a majority in the Senate. We need a majority in the House, and we need the White House. And then I do believe that just like we're talking about codifying abortion rights and suspending the filibuster, we would do that for voting rights. Of course, as I've said before, Tom, I think we should eliminate the filibuster entirely. So Amen. Let's see what we get to.
Amen. Yes. Yay for democracy. Yes. Alex in Seattle, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hi, I live in Seattle, and I'm very happy with my representation. I listened to a program here in Seattle on the radio called On Point. They discussed J.D. Vance and his influences about 6 weeks ago. Apparently, he believes democracy in the U.S. is a failed experiment. He believes in oligarchy. Why aren't the Democrats all over this, including the debate on Tuesday?
Well, I think it's, I have not been in line with how our administration has been handling the crisis in the Middle East. I do think that the president has been clear about the JCPOA, and, we've been trying to make sure that Trump, who has a very different opinion on this, does not get into power, because I think it would just encourage all of the dictators and oligarchs around the world. But I think yours is a good question. I don't really have an answer for it other than to say we're trying to move in the same direction, but rowing in the same direction in the Democratic Party is not always easy.
Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, you're on the air with Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal.
Hello, Tom. Good to talk to you again. And Representative Jayapal, good to talk to you. I think this is my first time. But I wanted to speak on behalf of the Palestinians that live here in the United States to really take seriously with regards to the upcoming vote between the two candidates. One candidate, I'll just call him with the Supreme Court justices, three justices, the oath breaker insurrectionist. It supports Netanyahu and has had repeated visits with him on this strategy of what he's pulling off there. They're both trying to escape corruption and the enforcement of the laws that they have broken. So I just wanted to reiterate, between the two candidates, which one will not deport you? And again, it's the oathbreaker insurrectionist that will be, and has openly stated, he will deport you. So we have to take the first thing first, which is to vote for the correct candidate on your behalf. And that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you, Carol.
Yeah, thanks, Carol. I think, obviously, I agree with you. I'm supporting the Harris-Walz campaign. I'm going all over the country, including to places like Michigan that have big numbers of Palestinian, Arab-American voters. And we're working to talk to people about the choice in front. And I think we have to do it with a lot of respect, because for a lot of people, they have lost family members. They in Gaza, and they really see this, through very, very personal eyes. And so, I don't want to minimize in any way those feelings. I do think, as an organizer, because that's what I am. I was for 15 years before coming to Congress, and I still am. We have to think about where do we have the most opportunity to organize? How do we create the conditions that are most conducive to getting and advocating for the policies that we want? And I think that is the argument you're making. That is the argument that I have made, that Donald Trump will absolutely, there is no way we can advocate for any positive policy in the direction that we're pushing for Palestinians and in the Middle East. He is absolutely in cahoots with Benjamin Netanyahu, and Netanyahu is doing all he can to stay in power himself. He has no interest in a ceasefire. He has no interest in listening to the United States, despite the fact that we are one of his biggest military funders. That's why I've urged us to use our military leverage and to stop, temporarily suspend offensive assistance to Israel unless he actually agrees to a ceasefire and that he agrees to abide by our domestic Leahy laws. All of that said, I think this is a difficult time for many people, and I think we have to continue to make the case that Donald Trump takes us nowhere. Kamala Harris continues the opportunity for us to organize. I wish it were quicker. I wish we could say it's happening right now, but we do need to make sure that Donald Trump does not get back into office.
It is just about 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back in just a moment with more of your questions for Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and representing the 7th District of Washington in the U.S. House of Representatives. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Jayapal.house.gov, the website, Rep. Jayapal on Twitter. Check it out. We'll be right back.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about, title theft. With everything going on, homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. And with everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever. And title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. We protect our house, so we don't worry. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock Protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock Protection for free. And a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com.
We stand together, there's nothing we can't do. The strength of a union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. A fair day's wage and a voice in the fight. Together we shall.
It is 9 minutes before the hour. Representative Pramila Jayapal taking your calls for the hour. Lance in San Juan, Puerto Rico. You are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Well, thank you very much. This is the first time I've called any radio show in since 1990.
Well, thank you, Lance.
This is about J.D. Vance and how, you know, the composers and the backers of Project 2025 know Donald is mentally unstable. But he will get votes. Vance could never win an election for presidency, but he could become commander-in-chief by coming in the back door. And a vote for Vance is a vote for the president, him being president of the United States, because Trump will not survive 4 years at the rate he is deteriorating.
So your question,
Lance. He would be sworn in as president. Yeah, no, and I'm saying, how do we get this message to people that they are voting for Vance and not for Trump?
Great question. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks, Lance. And hey, if you're going to call into one show and in decades, this is the show to call into.
Bless you.
The thing about Vance is he's not likable, even though people felt like he, he just lied his way through the vice presidential debate. People actually, it was mixed in terms of who people thought won. Most people said it was a draw. But the people who said that Vance did better on the questions and the answers actually also said they didn't like him. So that is, I think, very helpful to us. The name of the game is we got to defeat Trump. Vance is his running mate. You're right. All kinds of things could happen if Vance becomes president. But all kinds of things will happen if Donald Trump becomes president. And I think the team together and making sure that people translate their dislike of Vance into a no vote for Trump is a little more complicated, but certainly important. And I think we've been trying to emphasize that with his ridiculous, comments, dangerous comments on Springfield, on childless cat ladies, on abortion. The guy will just say and do whatever is appropriate for that moment. And right now he's Donald Trump's guy, so he's just going to say and do whatever Donald Trump wants.
Arthur in Seattle, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hey, I think I'm your district again. I used to live in Ballard. I'm in North Lake City Way Shoreline. You're my representative, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Hoping I get your vote.
Okay. I'm gonna color it in very well. I'm so glad. This will be the fourth time I got to vote for you. That's pretty much it.
So you just wanted to say thanks to her for representing
thanks,
you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You. Thank you, Arthur. Kevin, in Bellingham, Washington, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hey. Hi. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
And my concern, my wife was actually working as a teacher on an online school academy. And what's going on there is really bad. They are just bringing in students like crazy, collecting money for them. They're really paying the teachers poorly, lousy benefits, and loading them up with work to the point where they just end up quitting. But then there's this new whole pool of graduates that are ready to go in and step into their spot. But it's really undercutting.
So your question for Representative Jayapalkar?
So my question is, are you aware of this, and is there something being done about it?
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if this is a for-profit college. It sounds like it may be a for-profit online institution. I've been doing a lot of work to crack down on those for-profit colleges. I'm on the Education and Labor Committee. I have bills that address this, and we fought very hard for some of the for-profit colleges that shut down to be able to get reimbursements for the students who really got screwed every time those colleges were taken over and then merged, and then essentially they were out of luck. So we have been very aware of this, and we've been working on it. We've also been working with the FTC and the Consumer Protection Financial Bureau to also crack down on a lot of the practices of those for-profit and online colleges.
Carol in Chicago. Carol, we have only 1 minute left. So you got a very quick question for Representative Jayapal?
Yes, I do. My question, hello, Congresswoman, but I'm calling in reference to Social Security. I do not hear enough talk about Project 2025 and Social Security, about them being able to increase the age limitation, and I'm eligible next year, and I'm concerned about it. I just don't hear enough.
So what's up with Social Security?
Social Security.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol. I was just at a senior center yesterday talking about Project 2025 and raising, you know, one of the things they would do is raise the age on Social Security. They would also cut benefits dramatically on Social Security. And so it is a huge problem. We have been elevating it in our Stop Project 2025 task force. And we've also raised to the Harris-Walz campaign that it's important to talk about the distinctions on Social Security. In fact, I suggested that they do a series of town halls with seniors on Social Security and Medicare, and the contrast in what Democrats want to do to expand those programs and what Trump wants to do to cut those programs.
Great. Representative Jayapal, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always wonderful having you on the program. We really appreciate
it. Thank you so much, Tom. I always love being on your show.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
We'll be back on the other side of this break with a report live from Kyiv, Ukraine. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Big show, Brady Ewing, former Badger, talking about Badger football. Also the author of Out of the Darkness, the story of Aaron Rodgers, Ian O'Connor. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ready, set, go.
Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.